here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Across the area, partly sunny skies, scattered showers and thunderstorms, upper 80s, wind gusts as high as 25 miles an hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy skies, showers and thunderstorms, some that rain heavy with temperatures in the upper 60s. For tomorrow, mostly cloudy skies, scattered showers and thunderstorms in the upper 70s. Tomorrow night will continue with scattered storms, lows at 63 degrees. Right now, it's 68.
Kansas Mid-American Network News. Good Thursday. Kansas Governor Laura Kelly says she's deployed 280 Kansas National Guard soldiers and airmen to Louisiana to provide support in and around areas affected by Hurricane Ida. A release from the governor's office said the guardsmen are deploying as part of an Emergency Management Assistance Compact, a multi-state agreement that allows states to send government aid to other states in emergency situations. The mission is expected to last 21 days, including travel time. The Kansas Department of Health and Environment says 4,195 more Kansans tested positive for the coronavirus in the time frame of Monday to Wednesday. That's the biggest increase since mid-January. In addition, KDHE says 24 more Kansas deaths have occurred due to COVID-19, and there were 99 new hospitalizations in the same two-day period. The Kansas death toll since the pandemic began is now at 5,581. Mid-America Network News.
Truck, SUV. That's the only choice you'll have to make because where you buy it is easy. Rusty Eck Ford.
That's right. And at Rusty Eck Ford, again, you have options with their huge selection of certified pre-owned vehicles available right now. What does certified mean to you? It means getting the price advantage of buying pre-owned with the security of a manufacturer-backed warranty, like Ford's, with up to 7 years and 100,000 miles. It means getting a vehicle that comes fully inspected. It means getting 24/7 roadside assistance and total peace of mind. Rusty Eck Ford is your number one choice as your number one certified pre-owned Ford dealer in Wichita.
So it's that simple, and there is no other choice. It's Rusty Eck Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEckFord.com.
Office valid on select pre-stock vehicles with approved credit plus tax and fees. Not all qualify. See dealer for details. Based on 5/20/21 sales. Offers expire month's end.
A 28-year-old Emporia man died yesterday after the car he was driving hit a horse on a highway in Lyon County. That crash happened around 5:45 yesterday morning on Kansas 99 Highway, about 4 miles south of Olpe. KWCH-TV reports that 28-year-old Corey Robinson was southbound when his vehicle struck a horse that was standing in the roadway. Robinson was pronounced deceased at the scene. The horse also died as a result of the collision. State health experts are urging Kansans not to take the drug ivermectin unless a doctor prescribes it, and only take as much as prescribed. The Kansas Department of Health and Environment says there's been a rise in calls to poison control centers in Kansas and visits to emergency rooms because people have been taking doses meant for a large horse. KSN-TV reports that KDHE says doctors may prescribe ivermectin for specific skin conditions or some parasitic worms, but the Food and Drug Administration has not authorized the drug for treating or preventing COVID-19. Mid-America Network News.
Everyone deserves a beautiful home. Duzine Enterprises can give you that. With an interior designer on staff, you'll be able to choose flooring and furnishings that coordinate gorgeously with your lifestyle and personal style. Choose from a modern selection of carpet, luxury vinyl, laminate flooring, and tile, all put in by our certified installers. Get your beautiful home today. Call Dezine Enterprises in Washington.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Thursday. Nebraska state government stepping in to help shuffle patients between local hospitals that are dealing with a surge of people with coronavirus and other health issues. Governor Pete Ricketts says the state has partnered with Nomi Health, the creators of the Test Nebraska program, to offer call centers that overcrowded hospitals can contact when they need to transfer patients elsewhere. The around-the-clock call centers will serve as coordinators for in-state hospitals to try and keep them from getting overwhelmed at a cost of about $200,000 per month. The number of COVID-19 cases in Nebraska has increased in each of the past 10 weeks, and the total nearly doubled over the past 2 weeks as the highly contagious Delta variant of the virus continues to spread. The state of Nebraska reported 5,006 new cases for the week that ended last Friday. And Nebraska forecasters say cooler temps for the remainder of the week. Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Hi, I'm Laura Howard, Secretary of the Kansas Department for Aging and Disability Services. In Kansas, there are more than 540,000 people on Medicare, and each day, nearly 10,000 new people enroll nationwide. While Medicare enrollment can seem daunting, it doesn't have to be. That's where SHIC, or the Senior Health Insurance Counseling for Kansas program, comes in. The SHIC program provides seniors across Kansas trusted and unbiased help about Medicare benefits. SHIC counselors provide all the information and options available so you can make an informed decision about your Medicare coverage. We look forward to helping you navigate your way to a Medicare plan that is right for you. The number to call to find your local SHIC counselor is 1-800-860-5260.
Sponsored by the Kansas Department for Aging and Disability Services and Administration for Community Living, Department of Health and Human Services, and aired in cooperation with this station.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. COVID issues hit home again as the Valley Heights Mustangs were forced to cancel the season opener Friday with Marysville. Valley Heights ended the season last year on a quarantine issue. No immediate details on what specifically prompted the action. Valley Heights JV football games Monday, September 6th and September 13th have also been canceled due to numbers. An increasing number of schools in Kansas are being affected. Marysville late Wednesday confirming the football team will travel to Beloit Friday for a 7 p.m. kickoff. Beloit had their season opener canceled earlier in the day as their opponent, Republic County, announced they were suspending all sports practice and activities for the rest of this week. And classes for students in grades 6 through 12 at Belleville will be called off until at least Tuesday after the Labor Day weekend. Elementary classes will continue to meet. That district did not specify how many cases or quarantines were involved. As of Monday, Marshall County Health Department reported 35 positive COVID cases, down slightly from 49 late last week, but hospitalizations had risen to the highest level so far at 5, which was up from 3. Marshall County currently ranks 9th in the state in vaccination rates at 56%. Washington County is 20th at 50%. A public forum was held Wednesday evening in Blue Springs for Southern School District patrons to outline details of a proposed $2.89 million school bond issue facing voters on a mail-in ballot. A new gym, two classrooms, outdoor basketball courts, and drainage improvements at the elementary building, which was built in the mid-70s, are being considered. Some 20 people in attendance were advised the measure is expected to add around 4.5 cents per $100 in property valuation to the tax rolls annually over a 20-year term. Mail-in ballots are due at the Gage County Clerk's Office by 5 p.m. September 14th. Riley County officers responded Tuesday afternoon in Randolph to a student who was reportedly missing and had run away. 14-year-old Patrick Chizik of Manhattan had been missing for some 3 hours, last seen Tuesday shortly before 2 p.m. Social media posts were also shared. Authorities that evening obtained a video of the boy on foot near the school. He then was spotted in a nearby cornfield. Patrick Chizik was found shortly after midnight early Wednesday at the shortstop gas station in Riley. He was processed and released to parents. Many volunteers were called out during a search for the missing student who was found safe. Over 10,000 visitors reportedly turned out for the Wall That Heals display in Marysville last week. The four-day exhibit was the only stop in Kansas and among 30 on a nationwide tour, which continued on to Colorado. Joyce Gudenkoff, age 78, formerly of Elites, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Friday, 10 a.m. at the United Methodist Church in Frankfort. Burial in the Centralia Cemetery. Padden Funeral Chapel of Frankfort in charge of arrangements for Joyce Gudenkoff. Darlene K. Landon Post Barnes, age 81, formerly of Okito, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Friday, 10 a.m. at the United Methodist Church in Okito. Visitation Thursday, noon until 9, at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville in charge of arrangements for Darlene Landon Post Barnes. Mackenzie C. McClellan, age 29, of Topeka, passed away Sunday. She's the daughter of Carmen and Mike Lee of Marysville. Funeral service Friday, 10 a.m. at the Lauer Funeral Home of Seneca. burial in the Summerfield Cemetery. Lauer Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Kinsey McClellan. Nelda A. Gunther, age 83, formerly of Marysville, passed away on Monday. Funeral service Friday, 10:30 at St. Paul's Lutheran Church, Beatrice. Burial in the Evergreen Home Cemetery, Beatrice. Visitation Thursday, 8 until 8. Family will greet friends Thursday, 6 until 7, at the Fox Funeral Home of Beatrice, in charge of arrangements for Nelda Gunther. Opal Folkers, age 88, of February, formerly of Odell and Wymore areas, passed away on Monday. Funeral service Friday, 10:30 at the Gertis Meyer Chapel in February, in charge of arrangements for Opal Folkers. Daniel A. Little, age 40, of Greenleaf, passed away Sunday. Graveside service Saturday, 11 a.m. at Fairmont Cemetery, Blue Rapids. Visitation Friday, noon until 8, at the Terry Christie Funeral Home in Waterville, in charge of arrangements for Danny Little. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, chili, cinnamon rolls, veggie plate, and mandarin oranges. Tomorrow, fried chicken, beans, coleslaw, and peaches. KNDY News Time, 7:15.
Don't have time to stop by a bank to open an account? No problem. With United Bank and Trust, we make it easy by bringing our bank to you. Whether you're at home, at work, or anywhere you have access to a computer, simply go to ubankonline.com and click on the Open an Account icon. Save time by opening an account online with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
Acoustic Eidolon returns to Marshall County with their unique blend of Celtic, Americana, world, and flamenco music Thursday with a concert in the Kester House Museum Garden. The show starts at 7 p.m. and admission is free, and Acoustic Eidolon will have copies of their music for purchase. Don't miss Joe and Hannah of Acoustic Eidolon, 7 p.m. at the Kester House Garden this Thursday.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska.
Looking at the surface map, we have a low pressure system moving across the central upper parts in the Midwest, and we're going to see showers and thunderstorms, especially this afternoon, continuing into tonight, in which some of that rain could be heavy. We'll continue with on again, off again showers and thunderstorms tomorrow and into tomorrow night before that low finally moves out of here. Dry weather for the Labor Day weekend, continuing into Monday. Mid-80s for today, but behind that cold front, temperatures only in the upper 70s, lower 80s over the next several days. So across that area, scattered showers and thunderstorms, partly sunny skies, mid to upper 80s with wind gusts at 20. Tonight, mostly cloudy skies will continue with showers and thunderstorms in the upper 60s. For tomorrow, scattered showers and thunderstorms in the upper 70s around 80. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy showers and thunderstorms, low of 64, and Saturday with storms early. That's your forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature early September 86, record high on this date 111, the average low 62, the record low 43. Sunset this evening 7:57, sunrise in the morning at 6:57. Continued overcast, winds favor the south at 68 degrees this morning in Marysville. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Thursday, the 2nd of September. KNDY News Time, 7:18. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
The Kester House Museum will sponsor a craft workshop in the gardens this Saturday for students in grades 1 through 6. Potter Sue Etlemacki will be leading them in making clay birds, which she will then fire for later pickup at South Hill Pottery. Grades 1 through 3 will meet from 9 to 10:30 and 4 through 6, 10:30 to noon. Call 562-8296, 562-8296 to sign up for the craft workshop this Saturday.
The Dodgers rule the West, and the shorthanded Red Sox get an unlikely boost. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. In a matchup between division leaders, the Brewers not only beat the Giants, they also knocked them out of first place in the National League West.
Crowd here at Oracle trying to encourage Alvarez through the inning. The pitch, line drive into left field. That's going to get down for a base hit. Kane will waltz home.
The call on WTMJ, Jace Peterson's seventh inning single, put the Brew crew ahead for good. Milwaukee down San Fran 5-2, handing the Giants their fourth straight loss. At Chavez Ravine, meanwhile, a furious eighth-inning rally sealed the Dodgers' takeover of the division.
A.J. swings, hits a ground ball through the hole, left side, a base hit. Justin Turner hits third. He comes home. He will score with a head first slide.
On KLAC, after Justin Turner's single tied it at three, A.J. Pollock's single helped Los Angeles overhaul the Braves for a 4-3 win. The Dodgers move into sole possession of first place in the National League West for the first time since late April. L.A. and San Francisco rumble this weekend in a three-game set. U.S. Open tennis, after trading games early on and tied at four in the first set, 2017 champ Sloane Stephens went on to win the next five straight games en route to a 6-4, 6-2 straight sets victory over Coco Gauff. On the men's side, two-seed Daniil Medvedev beat Dominic Koepfer in straight sets, and Stefanos Tsitsipas shut out Adrian Mannarino in the final set to punch his ticket to the third round. Back to baseball. With eight players out with COVID, the spotlight wasn't too big for Red Sox rookie Jaron Duran with the game on the line.
The 2-1. Swing, ground ball, right side, base hit. Yeah. Here comes Devers rounding third. And the throw to the plate. He's in there standing, and the Red Sox lead 3-2.
On WEEI, Duran's go-ahead single in the top of the ninth carried the Bo Sox to a 3-2 win over the Rays, snapping Tampa's nine-game winning streak. Boston keeps his two-game lead on the A's for the second AL wild card. This is Rich Cantu.
State football fans, it's time to refill the bill and cheer on your Wildcats at the home opener against Southern Illinois Saturday, September 11th. Tickets start at just $30 with a Wildcat 4-pack. Reserve your seats today at kstatesports.com or call 1-800-221-CATS. Tailgating, the pregame band show, new beer gardens, and so much more that you missed last season. It's finally time to refill the bill, and we can't wait to see you. Go Cats!
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. More than 30 state and national ag organizations have joined to promote vaccination among farmers and rural Americans. In an open letter to their association memberships, the organizations added another voice to the call to get vaccinated. In addition, the groups utilize an opinion editorial published in the Des Moines Register to share a message about the connection between agriculture, science, and health. Crop Life America President and CEO Chris Novak said, whether you live in a city or on the farm, we're all at risk if we don't take steps to keep ourselves and communities safe. The effort is in response to the continued challenge of the COVID-19 Delta variant cases increasing among unvaccinated populations. Agriculture leaders asking farmers to protect their health and communities by getting vaccinated, saying farmers make science-based decisions every day to protect their farms and communities. They should make the same decisions to protect their health as well. The bidding war for Kansas City Southern continues as Canadian Pacific renewed its bid to acquire the railway company. The move followed the Surface Transportation Board's rejection of the Canadian National bid, which the STB determined the proposal voting trust is not consistent with the public interest standard under the board's merger regulations. Keith Creel, Canadian Pacific President and CEO, said, we've notified the Kansas City Southern Board of Directors that our August 10th offer still stands to bring us once-in-a-lifetime partnership together. Canadian National issued a statement following the Surface Transportation Board decision, expressing disappointment in that decision. Canadian National and the KCS evaluating what options are available, and the KCS Board of Directors evaluating Canadian Pacific's proposal under the terms of the merger agreement with Canadian National. Canadian Pacific, though, has filed a proxy statement asking stockholders to vote against the proposed CN-KCS combination at the KCS stockholders meeting comes up on Friday. That's Ag News. From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers.
Klein Realty and Auction will conduct a large three-day farm equipment auction for the Ray O'Neill Estate Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, September 4, 5, and 6. Saturday selling tools and miscellaneous beginning at 9, as well as some 35 AC tractors 1939 on up, AC and Gleaner combines. Then at 2, moving on to a 2013 Silverado 2500 HD four-wheel drive work truck, less than 36,000 miles, 24-foot tandem axle trailer with ramps, a nice 2010 Bobcat S630 with multiple attachments, Great Plains grain drill and grain wagons. Sunday begins with shop tools and miscellaneous at 10, including hundreds of Alice tractor parts of all kinds. Then at 1, two rings will feature antiques, including guns, toys, and more.
SEAL concludes Monday, September 6th, with more parts, salvage items, antique tractors, and machinery. Some 55 antique tractors, many on steel, plus lots of 60s, 70s, and 80s farm machinery. Don't miss this massive collection of antique tractors, equipment, and parts, along with modern machinery, antiques, toys, and guns. Pictures and complete sale listing on the sale bill at Klein Realty and Auction.com. Ray O'Neill Estate Auction, September 4, 5, and 6 at the farm, 820 21st Road, Beatty. Klein Realty and Auction will conduct the sale.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Happy Thursday morning to you. Bit of a rough day yesterday for the corn, wheat, and soybeans as they all started off in the red, wrapped up in the red by the end of trading yesterday. We'll see if we can rebound a little bit with the markets opening in just a couple hours this morning for a pre-Friday. Starting off with your corn, we saw that wrap up yesterday. 18.5 down for September to 515.5. December down 11.5 to 522.75. On the wheat side, Kansas City wheat, same story there. They were down 10 points for September to 695.25. December KC wheat down 8 points to 704. Over on the soybean side, we saw them struggle quite a bit yesterday. Some deep red, 21 points lower for September soybeans, down 12 to 1277.75. November down 14.75 to 1277.75 as well. The meal we saw struggle a little bit yesterday as well. 270 down for September to 343.70. October was down 230 to 340.80, with December down by $2.10 to 343.5. Over on the oil side, not quite as bad, but still mostly red across the board for all the futures, with September soybean oil down $1.05 to 58.31. October down 78 cents to 58.11. December was sitting 81 cents lower to 57.94. So maybe we can rebound a little bit by the end of trading today. Over in the cotton, we saw that one mixed, mostly lower though. The early futures had a little bit more green to them. October cotton up 24 cents at the end of trading yesterday to 94.15. December cotton was down 23 cents to 92.30, with March down 11 pennies lower to $91.66. So with corn, wheat, soybeans all lower yesterday, livestock had a bit of a roller coaster, was mixed but mostly higher at the end of trading yesterday. We'll see what markets do when they open up in just a little bit for a Thursday and your pre-Friday. Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier.
Thursday's sale day at Marysville Livestock Incorporated. Light run of cattle today. Sale starts at 11 a.m. They'll be selling a black two-week-old calf, 19 black and white faced steers and heifers weighing 250 to 450, 14 black steers weighing 5 to 7, 35 black heifers 650 to 9, 23 mixed steers and heifers weigh 7 to 8, and 66 black and red yearling steers 825 to 850. Those early consignment listings for the sale today beginning 11 a.m. at Marysville Livestock Incorporated.
Need to rescue your fescue, baby your bluegrass? We're talking late summer lawn repair next on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Frustrated with your current health care coverage? Kansans are saving up to 60% a month with Kansas Farm Bureau health plans. Choose from individual and family plans, short-term coverage, or dental and vision plans. It's quality coverage you can afford. Learn more and get a free quote by visiting kfphealthplans.com or visiting a Farm Bureau Financial Services agent near you.
The Storm Report is giving away a $100 Visa gift card and a Zone Guard Plus weather alert system, and we want you to win. Just text the word WIN to 855-939-2526. That's WIN to 855-939-2526. The Zone Guard Plus is equipped with a special weather alert tone that sounds when severe weather enters your area. Text WIN to 855-939-2526. That's WIN to 855-939-2526.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, September 2nd, the 245th day of the year. Actor Keanu Reeves shares a birthday with tennis champ Jimmy Connors, and in 1945, Japan formally surrendered, ending World War II. If the summer of 2021 has left your lawn worse for the wear, here's some good news. The best time for renovation is right about now. Cool season grasses started now and will develop strong roots before the dormant season. And it's a good time to open a new front in the battle with weeds. They're busily sending energy to their roots, making them most vulnerable to weed control products. You'll also get the most bang for your buck when fertilizing in the fall. Experts recommend a succession of treatments in the early and late fall for a quick green up next spring. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find our monthly lawn and garden guide online at almanac.com.
729 from KNDY, 68 with a cloudy overcast, middle 80s on a high forecast today. Chance of rain moving through later today, tonight.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Thursday baseball. Austin Hedges popped an RBI single just out of reach of first baseman Carlos Santana for the tie-breaking run in the 11th inning, and the Cleveland Indians beat the Kansas City Royals 5-3. The series with the Indians and Royals continues this evening. First pitch is set for 7:10. The news not any better for the Wichita Wind Surge yesterday, as they were unable to hold off the Travelers toward the end of the game as Arkansas tied the series after a 4-3 Game 2 win in Little Rock yesterday. The series for the Wind Surge continues tonight from Arkansas. First pitch is set for 7:10. Football, Chiefs All-Pro safety Tyrann Mathieu has tested positive for COVID-19. He's been placed on the league's reserve list as of yesterday. There is speculation, though, he could be back with the team soon and available for Week 1 against Cleveland. I'm Rick Averett. That's Thursday, Kansas Sports, here on the Mid-America Network.
Valley Heights forced to cancel their season opener with Marysville Friday night. COVID issues, COVID quarantine there. And Marysville has a game at Beloit scheduled in its place. That'll be a 7 o'clock kickoff Friday. We'll have it live on KNDY AM 1570 FM 94.1. Kansas Jayhawks kick off the season on Friday night, live on FM 95.5. Kansas State's in action Saturday. Tune for the Coach's Corner, following sports each evening at around 5:20. As we visit with the area high school football coaches from Diller O'Dell and Southern on Mondays. Tuesday, it's Axtell and Centralia. Wednesday, Hanover and Lynn. Frankfort and Valley Heights featured Thursday with Washington County and Marysville on Friday. Plus, tune Fridays for the K-Prep's pregame show beginning after the news at 6. Our Coach's Corner Roundup following ahead of pregame coverage and our Friday night kickoffs live on KNDY.
KNDY.
Walking home down on Main, I see you as you stare at the clothes in the windows. The breeze has missed your hair, and though I don't mean to make a sound, to make you turn around, can't help calling your name. Guess it's only natural, like the fall of the rain or the beat of my heart. I know we said we're through, and I'm supposed to get over you, but I can't help calling, can't help calling your name. So we talk about the wind and the snow we've had this fall, about the way we've been feeling, but I don't care at all that in my
it's only natural, like the fall of the rain or the beat of my heart. I know we said we're through, and I'm supposed to get up. Walking away, I can't help calling your name. Yes, it's only natural that I try to explain what I feel in my heart. I tell you straight and true, girl, I'm still in love. Can't help calling your name.